And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 64 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And don't forget our new competition that we have. If you leave a review for us on Amazon or iTunes and include your Twitter handle, we select a winner each week to win an autographed book set from Adam and I. So make sure you're leaving those reviews on iTunes and we will select our next winner.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this week, we got another great guest. But first, we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation and Technology in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloney, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And our special guest this week is Joshua Stamper. Joshua, thanks for being here with us this week.
Thank you. It's great to be with you both.
And we want to remind our viewers to participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, whether you watch this live or see the recording later.
So Josh, we got a few questions for you. So for those who don't know about you, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I'm an assistant principal right now at Renner Middle School in Plano ISD, and I've been there for 3 years. Prior to that, I was at Frankfurt Middle School for 1 year as the dean of students. And then before that, I was actually an art teacher and a coach for 6 years at Murphy Middle School. All within the same district. Plano, if you're not familiar, it's just north of Dallas, Texas.
So talk to us a little bit about making the transition from a classroom teacher to a campus administrator. What did you find was probably one of the hardest parts for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Probably going through the process, it's seeing behind the curtain and seeing all the different things about your students, their families. There's a lot of information. You know, the schools I've been with have been over 1,000 kids, so it's just a lot of information. But then also just seeing the staff and how they operate. You know, when you're a teacher, a classroom teacher, you're kind of in your own bubble, and it's your own little world that you know of. But once you're on the campus level, then you get to see how everyone else operates, and it's very different than yourself. And so you got to have to get kind of accustomed with their process and, you know, seeing how that all works, and then also how it may change. Or how to work with them to change in a better way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, I love that you bring up that point, because you know, I remember that as when I made the transition as well. As you don't even realize as a classroom teacher the bubble that you're in when it comes to being at a school, and then when you see behind the curtain, as you said, of that administrative world, you're like, oh my gosh, there was so much that I wasn't even aware was going on, and I didn't even realize I wasn't aware of it.
Yes, very much so. It's very eye-opening.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Josh, we're about 2/3 of the way through the school district. Through the school year, I'm sure you have had a lot happen. And what's something that you're really proud of?
Yeah. So we've got several things. This is my second year starting a project called Create a Corner, where we do where it's teachers teaching other teachers on our campus about technology. And so we do that every other week. And so now we're actually branching out and having some visitors from other campuses come onto our campus. And so we're actually starting to think about periscoping that out also. So that it's not just on our campus, but, you know, through our Twitter world. So that's one project that's going on. Second thing is, on our campus, we're trying to make all of our student programs more community-wide. And so we're asking all our feeder schools and other areas of the community to come in and to work with us on our projects. So kind of branching out. And then on a personal level, just trying to better myself, you know, reading great books like your all's, you know, with Kids Deserve It. We're doing a book study at our school currently, but then also blogging. I think thanks to Todd, really, I got to add to your all's website. And so that's kind of a hidden passion I guess I've had, of trying to start putting down my thoughts in writing and, you know, just work with other colleagues out on Twitter.
Well, and it was a great post, by the way. So thank you so much for writing for us. But I want to ask a little bit more about what you just mentioned. Was it Creative Corner? Is that what?
Yeah.
You called it? Uh-huh. So talk to me about what that looks like. Like how does that? Do teachers volunteer for that? Do you kind of encourage them? And then when does it take place? And
sure. So we go every other Wednesday, and so we kind of have a designated spot for it. And so teachers will come up and say, you know, I use this app or this application, or I just learned about this on Google because we're a Google campus. And so we'll just put them down as far as whatever the date is for them. And then the staff knows that, you know, we have that set up at the very beginning of the year as far as when Creative Corners are. And then just as the year goes on, I'm just adding, you know, different teachers based on what they want to provide to the staff.
So does that happen after school?
Mm-hmm. It does. So it's an hour long, and we give PD credit because obviously nice. Everyone wants PD credit for their license. So that's something that we offer to our staff, and so it's voluntary. And so you know, it varies. You know, we get 20 to 40 staff members depending on if they're available or if it's something that is of interest to them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So how do you push yourself to keep learning and growing?
Well, I think, you know, Twitter is, I probably have said it 3 or 4 times now, but it's such an amazing tool. I just started maybe about a year ago, really diving into it, and it's kind of opened up a whole world of things for me. And as far as, you know, learning about different books, different blogs, different events to go to, trainings, conferences. You know, we just went to TCEA conference, which is a technology conference down in Austin, where talk about training. I mean, my mind was completely blown from that. But I think Twitter's really just opened up a world of conversation to people I had no idea who they were, but just the amount of knowledge I've grasped just in a small short of time has been quite amazing.
Right. Right.
So Josh, what was a school like growing up for you?
I wasn't the greatest student. I'll be honest.
Neither was I. It's okay.
You know, it's kind of funny being an administrator now, looking back, because school just didn't interest me. There were very few things that interested me with school. And I think that's what drew me back to education, was just because I wanted to change it. I wanted to change it for kids like me. And there were really two things that really captured my attention, and that was art. I love to create. I love to draw. But then also athletics. I'm a very kinesthetic learner, so I got to move. And so being stuck in a chair for a really long time, not being able to move, was very, very difficult for me. And so, you know, that's kind of one of my charges, is to make it, you know, our school, our environment better than the one I came from.
Right. Well, you know, Josh, we all have those days where it's like we don't even want to get out of bed, or we're frustrated or annoyed. How do you kind of kick your butt into gear on those days when you are just out of it?
Well, I have 5 kids, so usually someone is jumping on me to get out of bed in the morning. So I got to get raring to go. But I think on a serious side, I think really it's all about habits and routines. I'm not in my habits and my routines, that's when I'm really off. Mm-hmm. Is always the key, because you know, if we want to be excellent, that's a habit, that's something that we need to train ourselves in. You know, being a coach, we always talk about muscle memory. The same thing goes when we're a leader. You know, we just got to make sure that we're constantly doing the same things to better ourselves. I think that's a big part of it.
So, you know, you have a lot of awesome stuff going on, but as a leader, you know, we're always trying to improve ourselves. And what is something that you're trying to get better at for 2017?
That's a great question. You know, it's going to be part of my challenge here pretty soon, but just finding things that I love. That I think I read somewhere where it talks about we all constantly are doing things that we think have to be done right now, but we don't do the things that we know that are important and that we love. And I think just trying to stay focused on what I feel is important and what I'm passionate about.
I like that. Nice. So who is somebody that inspires or challenges you to be better, Josh?
My wife challenges me on a daily basis to make me better. So I have to give props to her first. but, you know, I work with a fabulous principal, Sandra Pegram. She was my mentor when I was a teacher, and I'm fortunate enough to work with her again here at Renner. So she definitely, but really all my principals that I've worked with before. But then also, I think, you know, you gentlemen have done a, you know, fabulous job with challenging me daily on Twitter. You know, Aaron Hoagland is another guy that I read and, you know, collaborate with. So I think just constantly trying to look for people that you know have the same values, the same convictions that you tap into is very, very important. And, you know, you always talk about sharpening the sword. You got to have people around you that are going to make you better at all times.
That's right. All right, Josh, the time has come. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
Yeah, I want to do the challenge as passion project. That's kind of kind of in line with what I was talking about before of keeping focus on what you find important, what you're passionate about. I think that when I'm working on something I'm passionate about, then it's not about work. It's all about what I love, and I get a better product from that. And so I just want everyone, because it's simple. We, in our daily lives, we're tired. We're exhausted. Adam, I know you just ran a marathon. You're exhausted right now, but you're doing something that you're passionate about. And I think we lose our focus sometimes when it's just easier to sit on the couch and throw on Netflix. But I'm just going to challenge everyone instead to find something that they're passionate about and, you know, work on that instead.
I think that's a great challenge for the week. Well, Joshua, thank you so much for being our guest this week. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time.
Thank you. I'm honored to be with you guys.
And we want to thank everybody for watching the show. And remember to tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, and we will select a winner next week. Make sure you check out our next guest, who is author Sally J. And I think you pronounce her name Pla, I think. We'll find out next week. But thrilled to have her. So thanks again, Josh, and we will see everybody next week.
Thanks, everyone.